Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Revelation chapter 22, I'll read verses 1 through 3. The Bible said, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was a tree of life which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations." Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully. Until several years ago, I had accepted the idea, as most people do, that there'll be no time measured in heaven. I've come to the conclusion that that's not correct. Now, time in heaven must be there, because according to Revelation chapter 22, verse number 2, it said there was a tree that bare 12 fruit every month. Now, I don't know if that means one fruit and a different one each month, or if all 12 fruit are born and it bears fruit all the time. That really doesn't matter. But there's much in the Bible talked about in reference to time in heaven and time on earth when there was no sin. Now, I don't believe that time will measure what I would say is death. For instance, what we call time here is more a measure of death, not life. We pass from death to life. I'm 57 years old, which means I'm 57 years closer to death, not 57 years closer to living forever. You see, God is not the author of confusion or chaos. I believe heaven will have time for organizational sake. Now, we're not going to be limited to time as far as if we don't get it done, then we're going to die in that period of time. No, but it is meant as a thing of organization. Let me help you with this thought today. Number one, God made time when there was no sin on earth. Genesis 1, verses 3 through 5. The evening and the morning were the first day. God made a measure of day and night, and he even said he called the light day and the evening night. And we have to understand that God did this as an organizational thing. There was no sin at creation. In Genesis chapter 2, notice that God on the seventh day was tired and rested. Notice it was the seventh day. So you have a measure of time. Adam and Eve lived on earth with time before there was sin. They worked. They were married. They could have lived forever and not sin. By the way, Adam lived 930 years. Go to Genesis chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. So they lived at a time where time was measured, but there was no sin. Number two, time in heaven is measured in minutes and hours. Revelation chapter 8, verse number 1 is very interesting to me because God gives us some timing here in heaven. Revelation chapter 8, verse number 1 says, "And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven about the space of an half hour." Oh. So heaven is measured in minutes and hours. This wasn't just a quick pause and everybody stopped. There was a very specific amount of time measured in heaven, and it was done in minutes or hours. Number three, time in heaven will be measured by days and half days. Revelation chapter 11, verse number 3 and verse number 11, the Bible says this, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days. Oh, notice it talks about days. And verse number 11 of chapter 11, "And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell upon all them which saw them." God's talking about 3.5 days here. 1,260 days is 3.5 years. This is the time where Elijah and Enoch will come back as the two witnesses during the tribulation. They'll be killed and lay in the streets for 3.5 days, and the whole world will watch them, social media, TV, etc., resurrect. So God measures not only in minutes and hours, not only in the day, but in days and half days. Time in heaven will be measured by months. Revelation chapter 13, verse number 5. Revelation 22, 2 talks. Revelation 13 talks about 42 months, which is 3.5 years. The 12 fruits for the 12 months. You have to understand, time is measured in heaven. Revelation chapter 20, verse number 3 is our next thought, that there are seasons in heaven. Revelation 20, verse 3 says, "And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed for a season." So there's years mentioned and then there's a season mentioned. I don't know if the season in heaven would be similar to the season here on earth. A season on earth is 3 months. You have winter, spring, summer, and fall. But God uses the word season. I am not telling you that I know exactly how long a season is in Scripture as far as heaven goes. But I do know what it is here on earth. Number 6 talks about day and night forever. Now, there's going to be no darkness ever. No other lights will be needed, but God talks about day and night in heaven. In Revelation chapter 20, it's very interesting, and 22:5, says, "And there shall be no night there, no need of the candle, neither the light of the sun, for the Lord God light and rain." But in chapter 20, verse number 10, it says, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into like a fire and brimstone, where the beast and false prophet are, and they were tormented day and night forever and ever." Ooh. You see, there'll be no need of the sun because Jesus will be there, but the sun will be there. It will not have the strength in heaven that it has here on earth. But I do believe that there will not be any total darkness there. It's there for time's sake. By the way, God makes a new heaven and a new earth. He does not remake a new space or universe. It does not say that he remakes an atmosphere. I don't know if he will or not. I can't tell you that either of those aren't going to change. But I happen to think that he is a great enough God where all he has to do is recreate heaven and earth. Time, yes. I believe time will be measured in heaven. I believe it's a matter of organization because God's not a God of chaos. Maybe we ought to get a better grip on time here on earth to get us ready for heaven. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.